podcasts. It's like radio, but it's not on the radio.
When they came out, on both sides of the ball and played well. They ran the ball well early on. They moved the ball. And I mean, they made play.
And here is Jacobs back in the game, and Jacobs is going to score. Touchdown, Oakland.
WGN Radio presents Hogan Johns.
Here's Washington trying to run it in, and he does. Touchdown, Raiders.
I felt like that first series, they punched us in the mouth, and it just seemed like we weren't able to recover that first half.
With WGN's Adam Hogue.
You are at this time simply awesome.
And from The Athletic, Adam Johns.
Some men are born great. Others have greatness thrust upon them.
Here is the touchdown by Montgomery. Daniel throws. Touchdown, Robinson. Daniel with the fade. Robinson, touchdown.
We did start off slow, but again, like I said before, it's a game of four quarters. And I thought, you know, when it was crunch time in this game, you know, we had a shot to win the game.
And here is Jacobs for the touchdown for the Bears. And Chase Daniel will go down, and that will end the game.
Here they are, the Adams.
We're going to have resets all the time.
Hogan Johns.
Well, it was entertaining, to say the least.
I'd say.
It was the Bears lose. Tough game here in London, but I thought it was an entertaining game, even if it wasn't well played. And what an atmosphere.
It was a good game in an amazing venue. An absolutely amazing a venue here. I mean, this place is incredible. This entire stadium is incredible.
It really is. We're sitting here at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, basically in the stands because the press box is in the stands and close to the field. This is by far the best view we've ever had from an NFL press box.
Yeah, not even close.
Cover a game here every week. And
very envious of the soccer writers here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come back here someday and see a Tottenham Hotspur game. But welcome in. Bears lose, and this whole London trip ends on a tough note for the Bears, who are now 3-2, have the same record as the Oakland Raiders, believe it or not. I don't think people would have predicted that at the beginning of the season. And there's a lot to get to here. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Powering through adversity here on this London trip. That's certainly been the theme, but that is the voice of Adam Johns.
It's good to be heard, yes.
Alive and well.
Yeah, well, maybe not so well, but we're here. We're fighting through, my friend.
Read us, WGNradio.com/Bears and The Athletic, TheAthletic.com, The Athletic app. All the post-game reaction is up there. We got to speed through this pod, unfortunately, because we're at the mercy of a bus that we have to catch. And if we do not catch it, we're going to be wandering the streets of Tottenham. And
what we
may
could,
not make
what we
it.
Could do is do the podcast on the bus and pass around the mics to some crabby, you know, jet lagged reporters.
I'm sure everybody on the bus would love that.
Yes,
absolutely.
That'd be amazing non-radio.
Do want to quickly say, though, that we were able to meet up with some of our listeners here in the UK and really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to say I was impressed, because maybe I should have known better, but they know their stuff, man.
They know their football.
Yes, yes.
Like technique?
Yes. In-depth technique, yes. Who the reserve at guard is, Rashad Coward. I really enjoyed myself. I wish I could have stayed out for a couple more beers. Obviously, I'm not feeling myself. I wish I had more beers on this trip. I think the Bears are going to have a lot of beers on this trip.
Don't worry, I had your beers. Had your beers for you.
Thank you. You're a good friend here. Good podcast partner.
Next man up.
Yes, next man up. Next several beers up, please.
Kevin had to be the next man up. Kevin Fishbane on Thursday, whatever day that was, Friday. So, hey, look, it was an adversity-filled trip, and it ends in a loss for the Bears. We're going to have plenty of banter about London in our bye week episode coming up. We got to stick to the football here tonight because of time constraints and because, let's face it, that's what really matters here. The Bears are 3-2, which isn't the end of the world. Let's remember they were 3-3 last year, but the road ahead is a lot harder this year.
Oh,
than it was last year. And I'm going to start with this right away. I'm not completely shocked at the quarterback situation. Okay, we knew that was a possibility. I am very surprised that this offensive line is struggling to this level. I didn't think they were great coming in. And the Raiders, even at the beginning of the year, I would have said the Raiders have a better offensive line. That's their one strength, which we'll talk about when we talk about the Bears' defense. But this is concerning. Five games in, they just are disjointed up front, and it's the same five guys out there with just one position switch.
Yes.
It should not be this bad.
And those two guys that switch are second round picks. One guy just got a very big deal. You've invested in those guys. I don't know if those guys are the sole reason they're struggling. Charles Leno needs to stop with the penalties.
Yeah.
Those are backbreakers. Backbreakers. You almost expect them to happen now. A Charles Leno penalty. Drink.
I know. And I think he knows that. This is a perfect
time. I hope
time.
He knows that.
Well, I asked him, and we're going to play the audio right here. I asked him, were you surprised about the dominance up front on the line? It's not the exact words I use, but just were you surprised at how much the Raiders dominated up front, essentially, in the first half, was the question. You're going to hear him pause for 8 seconds, I counted it, before he gave a thoughtful answer. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to zipper up all those.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, whether it's whatever type of run it is, I mean, the offensive line is the guys up blocking, you know, so we just got to do our job better. And like I said, I don't even want to keep on saying it. I just got to start with me. I mean, I'm about to go ahead and go to this bye week and do some real deep searching and see how I can get better, because all I do is want to help the team win. And if I'm not doing my job well, I lot of holding calls, some bullshit in my opinion. But at the end of the day, if I'm not doing my job, if I'm hurting the offense, then we can't get going.
What about those holding calls do you think are BS?
I can see one, but one, he's just saying I'm rapping and I'm not rapping. I'm getting my head across, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know what they're looking at, man. So, whatever. It is what it is. I mean, I got to do better. So
that's a pretty honest assessment and realization there, knowing he's not playing as well as he needs
yeah.
to.
Yep.
And at the same time, also being honest about his feelings with these penalties, which I know he feels this way because I've talked to him about it before, does not agree with a lot of the calls that are being made against him. However, also understands that for whatever reason, there's an emphasis. They're looking for him.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
needs to somehow figure out a solution so he's not
yeah,
getting called.
There's something he's doing. Well, there's also some, like, I feel like he has some pre-snap penalties every now and then.
Well, there's
as
no,
well.
No yes, excuse yes. for that. I do think he has a case for some of these holding calls. I don't know about today. Definitely one in Denver was awful. One of the hands of the face calls on him was awful earlier in the year. But there's too many of them.
Yeah,
you got to figure
yeah,
it out.
But like you said, he's not the only reason why they're all to blame up front.
Mm-hmm.
They're all to blame across the board. And again, the Bears have invested a lot of money up front. Everybody but Kyle Long is getting paid because Kyle Long took the pay cut. He comes back. Look,
but he's still making plenty of money.
Yes, yes. You're not getting what you need out of this offensive line. Here's some stats for you. Over the first three quarters, David Montgomery had 8 carries for 16 yards.
Yeah.
16. That's not good.
They had 40 as a team.
Yes, and some of those yards are hard-earned, extremely hard-earned yards by David Montgomery. Just watch the film of the Raiders' touchdown runs and David Montgomery's touchdown run today. Who had the easier case into the end zone? You tell me.
I've heard that, you know, hey, with the quarterback situation right now, I've heard some people say, yeah, but, you know, Rex Grossman got to the Super Bowl with a great defense. That's true. They had a running game, though.
Yeah.
Thomas Jones was a good player.
Yeah.
And you even had Cedric Benson.
And they're very consistent with their, at least they weren't consistently always gaining yards, but they had, that was their offense. That was their identity. They had an identity. This offense does not have an identity.
Exactly. But part of that problem is they can't run the football. And I thought it was interesting after the game asking Allen Robinson about the urgency to figure out the running game. He just said over and over and over again, kept repeating it, that we have good running backs. He likes all the running backs. And I would agree.
Yeah.
I think David Montgomery's good. I think he's more than good.
And just imagine if they could get him the second level without getting touched two or three times before that.
And it's not like it's some of these Jordan Howard runs where he'd get tripped up.
Yeah.
He's got three guys on him, mm-hmm. and he's still hard to bring down, but he can't get to the second level clean. That is on the offensive line. There's no question about it. And so, to keep the conversation moving here, what can you do in the bye week? And I asked Nagy that. You'll hear from Nagy here a little bit as I play the whole thing. But you could you, when you hear that question asked, and honestly, actually, I should warn you with this press conference setup today, I don't know you're going to hear any of the questions, so apologies in advance for that. But I want you to make
sure. It's a nice interview room, though. Those seats luxurious.
Ooh, I was like going to fall asleep in those recliners.
Yes.
But you're just going to hear the frustration in Nagy's voice, and I wish you could have seen what he looked like. You could just tell he
was pissed,
livid.
Yes,
with the running game right now and his offensive line. Harry Hiestand slammed his hat down and kicked it like 15 feet. It was hilarious, first of all. Yeah. But
it's a heck of a kick for a hat.
These guys were losing their minds on the sidelines.
Yes, yes. Well, that's not the first time we've seen Harry Hiestand blow up on his offensive lineman. That dates back all the way to Bourbonnais.
Yeah.
Bourbonnais. So when you see Nagy's fury come out in his answers, you know why. This is a long-standing issue. Look, it's easy to point fingers at the quarterback, and we'll get to Chase Daniel here, I'm sure, quickly. But the offensive line, what's the old cliche, football cliche, starts up front? They're not starting anything. It's ending with them.
Well, and that's the biggest reason why the Bears lost this game. I mean, we'll talk about the interception here. We'll talk about a couple dumb penalties or whatever that happened. The biggest reason the Bears lost this game is they came out flat and got whooped in the first half on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. Whooped. And now the defense has at least an excuse because Akeem Hicks hurt his elbow and he wasn't out.
You know what, though? Just one quick thought on the defense. I know a lot of people are going to point fingers at Kevin Pierre-Louis. That defense, if you want to be the best in the league, you do not give up 97-yard drives to a shorthanded Raiders offense, which is very pedestrian overall.
It had the feeling of the playoff game. You know, it wasn't pretty offensively, but they got you the lead.
Oh, yeah.
You had the lead in the fourth quarter, and you could have made a stop. And they didn't. Now, technically, they kind of did make the stop, but again, it's fourth down, and you know they could fake it. And the defense was on the field. So make the stop.
Yep.
And they didn't do that. So the defense is certainly not off the hook today at all. They, you know, were as leaky as they've been all season. And a lot of that,
John Gruden definitely got the best of Chuck Pagano in the early going.
And that play they ran where they had the tight end slip out.
Oh,
Kyle Fuller was a man coverage.
Was it third and short?
Yeah, he was a man coverage on Darren Waller, and it was the rookie tight end Foster Moreau out of LSU that slipped out the other side. Great play design, great play call in that moment. And so John Gruden, you know, for all his faults, had a good game offensively today. And from a game plan up front, you know, we probably didn't talk about it enough leading up to this game. I know I've mentioned it in past weeks. This Raiders offensive line is the best line the Bears have faced this year. By far.
Yeah.
It's not even
that's
close.
Fair. No, that's fair.
And we probably should have talked about that more because with the attrition they've had up front, and then Akeem Hicks goes out, and we didn't know if he was going to play today anyway, there was a glaring weakness there, and it was a problem. And I'll reserve judgment, full judgment, until I go back and watch the game and see the tape. First glance, I want to know what was going on at 58 today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know the first two touchdown runs seemed to go right at him and right by him or through him.
They schemed Khalil Mack. They did everything they could early to take him out of the game. They did a good job. You give the Raiders credit. Other guys got to win one-on-one battles then.
Yep.
And so the defense not off the hook by any means today.
Well, I know we're going to play Nagy here in a minute. Their takeaway, their first takeaway, was an absolute gift. It was a miscommunication between Derek Carr and his running back. And it's like he just literally threw the ball away, you know? And they almost didn't recover it. Of course, Khalil Mack fittingly does, but that was a gift. It wasn't earned. Okay, maybe it was fought and earned at the end, but that was a gift.
And there was another gift. I mean, roughing the passer, it probably was the correct call based on what the rules are now.
Yeah.
But like, that wiped out an interception.
Yes.
And didn't the Bears score on that drive then? I forget it. No, I forget.
You want to get to the quarterback? How about we play Nagy, and then we get to the quarterback?
Yeah, here's Matt Nagy. Here's his press conference. Again, I apologize with the way the audio because the room was so nice and we were so far away, you can't even pick up the questions. But here he is, Matt Nagy, after the game. You're going to hear the frustration.
Real successful offensively with running the football. It's been an issue this year, and so we need to figure out why. Yeah, well, we got some turnovers, got a little bit of momentum. To our guys' credit, they kept fighting. They put us in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter, and then we had the running into the kicker and the fake punt. So it's unfortunate. Again, like I said, I'll give credit to Oakland. They came, they played hard, they played tough, and that's what happens when you play tough football you play tough football, you usually win games. Had nothing to do with when we came here and when we didn't. It's about playing football. No, I have no idea. I gotta look at it. You know, they gave different looks. It's just what he saw. Obviously, you know, it floated up there with no one around. But I don't. You know, there's a lot of other times. You know, a lot of other things we could have done to not have that happen. Mm-hmm. Well, when you get me 20 minutes after a game, my emotions are going right now because I hate losing, and I know our guys in there hate losing. So it stings. It stings. It hurts. It's all the emotions that any normal person has when you lose. But after five games, we're 3-2. We've had a chance in most of the games to win. So we'll use this time as coaches to reflect and figure out how do we get better. We need to do it together. And so this goes back to week one. You know, it stinks losing. It's not fun. But what's the why part?
Matt, how do you describe what you saw in the third quarter from your guys after subpar first half, the way they came out?
Well, similar to Washington, it was very similar. You know, we got turnovers. Took some shots. We were aggressive, and so when that happens, you put pressure on the defense, and that's why we scored those three touchdowns.
When you look at the running game struggles so far this season, what are your options by week as you progress
that? Our options are to play better. I mean, it's as simple as that. We need to be better. I mean, our run game needs to get better. I'm not going to get into the details right now.
What effect did it have in the game? I mean, was that a really deflating thing after last week and a shorthanded effort to ask you guys to do that 2 weeks ago?
Well, yes and no. The yes part is anytime you have a leader like that, that's, you know, so confident, such a big guy there that can help stop the run game. They're really good at the run. That's a huge part of it. Then you lose them. I think just, you know, we've done some pretty good things as a defense the first 4 weeks stopping the run. You're always destined to have games like this. It's the NFL. So, you know, it happened. And so where I want to see happen is I want to see where when these times happen that we can do a little bit more offensively, right, to be able to help that defense out after they you know, have four pretty good games.
I know you talked about it on Robinson every week, saying what it does, but today, you know, what were your impressions? 10-2, real nice touchdown catches, and also that one along the sideline that everybody seems.
Yeah, well, it's you're seeing right now what he can do. The whole league's seeing it, and we appreciate that. I've said it from day one. This kid, he comes to work every single day. He works hard. He's passionate. He's tough. He cares about the game. He wants to do well. He wants to win. That's what happens when you do that.
Now, what was your first impression of how Anthony played? He made a big catch, but then had a couple penalties in there.
Who's that? 17? Yeah. Yeah, I got to go back and look at some of them. I mean, the field position thing, penalty, that hurt us. We had a double whammy, field position off the kickoff, and then another one at the end. And so sloppiness there. You know, it's just not just some of those. I got to go back and see. I haven't seen it all, so I don't want to question or judge until I see it. But I just know big picture-wise, that stuff hurt.
Given the situation, what's the coaching point out that we're running into the kicker there at that point?
Yeah, again, I didn't even see it. I'm down looking at trying, and so you know, they're, you got to try to avoid them and give them space at all costs, you know. And you know, there was one that we had too that was, you know, I think I got to see that one again too. They said he got shoved into the back. So but that's, it's all a part of it, and you know, that it still made it fourth down, you know, all that said. So
did you guys have any thought about maybe this would be an opportunity?
Oh yeah, yeah, you know that. Yeah, you still got to stop it. I mean, we knew that it could certainly come. You got to stop it.
You guys did get Chase kind of on track in the second half. Were there tricks to kind of get him going?
Yeah, we threw the ball a little bit.
What did you make of this stadium?
Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's the first thing you do. You walk in here and you just see it. It's state of the art. It's top notch. It's you talk about doing things the right way. I mean, it blows you away. It's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Seems like quite a heavy sort of Bears crowd as well.
Yeah. That's how our fans go. You know, we got fans everywhere, and that's what's so neat about this whole thing. And then you know, for all of us, you hurt because we all want it. They all want it. They're passionate. They're Bears fans everywhere you go, and so. These are the ones that crawl you a little bit. So we gotta dig deep right now. I need to figure out as a leader of this team what our hot buttons are, or how we get better in certain areas.
What's your process in the next day or so of sort of getting past the raw emotion of right now?
Mm-hmm.
Processing it the way that you need to.
Just the same way that I've always done it. It's we're five games in. We'll have the bye week. But you know, for me as a head coach, that's one part. Then I got to shift and I got to go to, you know, as the offense goes. And numbers don't lie, you know. Not good enough, not you put in a lot of work to be better, and we know where we're at. And so it's my job to make sure that it gets better. And what's the how? What's the why? And I believe wholeheartedly in all of our guys. Again, but we need to each person, every coach, every player, it's time to start looking at themselves in the mirror and figuring out why you're out there and why we're out there, you know. Go back and watch a lot more and see the what we think is the why in a lot of areas. You know, you think you know what the whys are, and then you got to figure out, you got to confirm it. So there'll be a lot of confirmation going on here, I know, by me this next week. And I'm going to have a lot more answers for myself being able to – that's why sometimes those buys, everyone says, oh, you don't want it early. Just so happens ours is early. And so the other thing is our guys, they'll recover. We have a bunch of strong people now in that locker room. So they're pissed off right now. They're not happy. And so they're in there, and they're going to figure it out. And leaders create leaders, right? So right now they got to lead themselves. And no more talking. We're out. We go out there and we just play. We're 3-2, and that's the good part. There's a lot of teams right now that aren't 3-2.
Looking for guys to make the play in the second half. Allen Robinson was making some of those plays. What did you think about that, especially that one on the sideline?
Yeah, it was great. He's a playmaker. He's special. He's somebody that makes you a good coach. Makes you call good plays when you do stuff like that. You become a good coach. I don't think it is, but I don't, you know, again, I'll get into more and find out more details. You know, he was in pain. You can see that, but we'll get more answers here.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
So when he starts getting short,
yeah,
with answers, you know he's angry.
And I got a dirty look when I asked him about what he could do about the offensive line,
yeah,
in the running game. I don't think I got the sense, this was my feeling, I don't think he was giving me directly a dirty look. I think he was just like angry.
He was envisioning 72, 65, 68. What is the, I can't remember James Daniels' number.
68.
Hey, 68.
Here, it's right
75
here.
And 70.
There you go.
Yes.
You go all, 72, 65,
I said
68,
it.
75.
I said it already.
Okay.
I got it. I got
Did you
it.
Get 70 in there?
I said it already.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I said it
You're
already.
Back.
Yeah,
You're back.
I'm back, baby.
What do you do about this? Because I... you're going to trade for somebody and is magically going to fix anything? I don't know what you're going to do. These guys should all be playing better than they are. The only idea I would have at all, it was a small sample size, But, like, what if Rashad Coward is actually a decent guard?
Yeah.
Do we know that? Could he be a decent guard?
Hey, as our friends from Europe told us, he had four pancake blocks against the Redskins.
They saw it.
Yes. So, not the Redskins, but the Vikings.
When I look at the options you have here and what to do about it, the only thing I see as a possibility is to maybe have some competition between Kyle Long and Rashard Coward.
Yeah. One of those message sending competitions.
Maybe. Maybe that's something you look at in the bye week.
Yeah. Maybe there's some scheme things to do, but I feel like you've already seen some of those things addressed or tried or attempted. It's just, it's frustrating. So, like, when you see Chase Daniel, like, the pass protection last week against the Vikings was great. This week, he was sacked four times. I feel like some of it was him holding onto the ball a few times.
And he had pressure on that last interception. Yeah, he had a lot of pressure.
Yes, but still. It wasn't an amazing pressure. It wasn't immediately in his face.
Right.
What did you think of his game today? I thought, look, if fans, I get it, Trubisky has not been good. And I get it, I've been colored as, like, his biggest defender. He has not been good this year.
No.
But he was missed in terms of his escapability, his elusiveness, maybe some of his tendency to play well late.
I'm confused right now with the quarterbacks, because on one hand, Chase still threw two interceptions today.
Should have been three.
They both,
I know, we
bad.
Talked about the roughing the passer.
Should have been three.
All three looked awful.
Some of those throws, though, were great.
Oh, God. Okay, now we're going back to this conversation. That Anthony Miller throw, he caught the ball over the guy's back.
Oh, yeah. But okay. I will say that was a third down. That would have been a punt if
that's fine.
A jump ball. I'm okay him making the jump ball.
But that goes back to our argument before. Make plays for your quarterback. Allen Robinson touchdown, the defender had his hand on the ball.
It was still a good ball.
It's a great ball.
That
jump
ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the defender had the hand on the ball. Yes.
The route. Look,
that's a double move they actually run all the time for Trubisky.
Yeah, but it was a great. I mean, Robinson runs it great, and then the play he made on the sideline to get his feet.
I mean,
down.
That's an amazing. It's a remarkable catch.
I tweeted during the game. I could not remember a Bears game where the wide receivers made this many plays.
Yes. Well, it's part of the point right there.
Yeah. No, and you're right. And by the way, Mitch has been good late in games. And I was sitting next to Jared Payton. And I said, you know, who would you rather have in this spot right now? Because I think I'd still rather have Mitchell Trubisky out there when you needed that touchdown drive at the end.
Yeah,
and maybe he would have thrown an interception like he did against the Packers. But, hey, that's how it ended for Chase. Let's talk about that interception for a second. Because Chase even hinted that Anthony Miller was not worried.
He cut off his route, yeah.
Now, they made a check at the line, and he also admitted that he saw the nickel drop off and whoever was on Whims, and I honestly at this point still haven't seen a replay.
Yeah, yeah. It was Gary and Conley. He was the cornerback. He dropped off. He's the one who made the interception, so he dropped as well.
Okay. And in the end, he said, 100% on me, got to check the ball down, which is accurate. You're almost in field goal range. Field goal ties it. You were dinking and dunking. You had plenty of time. You had two timeouts. You cannot make that throw.
Actually, I think,
unless he's wide open.
One of Daniel's best throws was his first one on that drive. The one over the defender to Allen Robinson the far sideline from the press box, down the left to the left. Exceptional throw.
Right.
Exceptional throw. For a guy in Anthony Miller who's been, like, he made an amazing catch. He had a bad play on special teams. I think when you see the long return that they had, you'll see him not.
Yes.
He does not hold contain.
And that was right after the penalty.
Yes. Yes, he had the penalty. So you. And they're only returning. Yeah, you're right. They're only returning that because of his penalty.
Yes. So he backed it up.
You're having.
It was a bad moment
for
him.
Yes, yes, yes. And then, look, I'm sure both are to blame. I'm sure maybe there's an in route adjustment that needs to be made by both players. But it's the same conversation with Anthony Miller.
He also had that drop in the first beginning of the third quarter.
Yes, yeah, yes, yes.
And like that tweet we talked about earlier in the week, if you're going to tweet out stuff like that, you can't drop the ball.
You can't hit penalties like that.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't. So, again, help your quarterback maybe a little bit more and not do that. So, I still think whatever that throw was sailed, even if it was, if Anthony Miller, it was going to be contested either way.
All right. Unfortunately, we got to go, or we're going to miss our bus. So, I promise you, we are going to have a fun, lengthy episode this week.
On Tuesday.
The Bears are off.
Full of jet lag and...
Full of jet lag and love. And maybe some beer since it's a bye week.
Yes.
You can make up for the beer you can drink.
I'm planning on it, my friend. Planning on it.
I'll even buy some Guinness to make it like it's...
That's working. Ireland.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. But that's all I drank here.
Different
You're
country.
Right. That is Ireland.
Different country.
Okay.
No, you're...
It's also in every bar here.
Vic Fangio button. Do your research.
Fair enough. All right. Final thought, though. The stadium is gorgeous. It was made with the NFL as a partner in mind. I mean, the technology with the field, because they actually rolled a soccer pitch, which
it's
is
amazing.
Grass,
yes.
Over the synthetic surface. The Tottenham logo that we're looking at up there, which is like gold brass chicken looking down on us.
And it's got the yellow lighting on it right now. It's a cool place, man.
This had a Super Bowl feel.
Yes, yeah.
It really did with the crowd, the way it was. Mostly Bears.
Bears fans came out in mass.
But then a lot of neutral. Sometimes it was hard to read the crowd. Who's cheering? What happened?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to have a crowd like this here for the next three games.
It would be cool if they had a Super Bowl in London. I don't think they can do it because they'd have to move the game time up.
Can I cover that one? Yeah, yeah.
They'd have to move the game time up in the States. You can't have the game start at 11:30 here.
No. It'll be a very late game here, maybe.
But I think they could do it in this stadium. Incredible place.
It'd be cool.
Going to have to come back and see Tottenham.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to happen. But it'll be fun. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll have a lot more coming up on Tuesday. Thanks for being patient with us while we were here and dealt with the adversity we did. By the way, my bag did show up. I was able to wear my suit today at the game. We'll talk more about that. Or
you're very English styled, I have to say.
I appreciated how many people were worried about it. I did. I appreciate it. And we got a sweet Abbey Road podcast photo today.
Yes, yes.
That Kevin the Fishman's in.
Yes.
So go find
that.
Just
had to take off his shoes and start smoking cigarettes, and it would have been perfect. But
all right, we're out of here. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Hoag, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us at WGNRadio.com/Bears. The Athletic app. Some great coverage up there all week long. Ding, ding. What else?
See ya.
I guess so. Yeah. Talk to you when we're back in the States on the other side of the pond.
Stateside.
Hello, everyone. This is Al Riveron.